This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, dear friends. We're continuing with Masechta Nedarim, Daf HaShavua, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara just asked the following question. The Gemara brought a machlekes Rabba and Rava. Rabba was of the opinion that if when you find out that your father was among the people who you assered, if you would not have tweaked the neder, you just would have excluded your father, then everybody holds neder shehutah miktsasai, loy hoter kulay. Only your father is excluded, but the neder still stands. When is there a machlekes? The machlekes is if you say that had I known my father was there, I would have said pliny aser, but my father is mutter. However, Rava is of the opinion that if you say that you would have tweaked the neder to pliny and pliny, everyone says a neder shehutar miktsasai hutar kula. When is there a machlokes? If you would not have tweaked the neder, if you would have said kolchem. So the Gemara says bishlama, and the Gemara brought a brisa. We're in case of three cases: case A, case B, case C. Case A and case B, neder shehutar miktsasai hutar kula. Case C, neder shehutar miktsasai loy hutar kula. Bishlam, according to Rabba, it's very good. We said case A and case B is talking about where you would have tweaked the neder. Case C is where you would not have tweaked the neder. But according to Rava, the Gemara says, Bishlama, case A, where we say only according to Rabbi Akiva, neder shehutah miktsasai bat lo kula. So we'll say it's where you would have, it's where you would not have tweaked the neder. But according, the question was, what about case B? What's the case of case B? That case must be talking about where you tweaked the neder. And in that case, wouldn't everybody say that neder shehutah miktsasai hutar kula? The Ran adds that the Gemara could have asked in Rava, what in the world would case C be talking about? Where we say, neder shehutah miktsasai loy hutar kula. How would you ever have such a case? According to Rava, in Rabbi Akiva, we always say, neder shehutah miktsasai hutar kula. But the Ran said, since we already questioned Rabbi Akiva on case two, there's no reason to question him on case three. So, Amar Le Rava, Rava said back. The questioner was none other than Rav Papa. So now, Rava says back to Rav Papa. Rava says back to Rav Papa. Amar Le Rava, Rav Papa. Ula Rabba, la Rabbi Akiva Minicha. And according to Rabba, is it good that these halachos go according to Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, how did Rabba interpret the Braisa? Case one is talking about where you would have tweaked the neder. Case two is talking about where you would have tweaked the neder. And case three is talking about where you would not have tweaked the neder. Seifa b'may mukumla. How do we understand the Seifa? Meaning, how do we understand the third case, the Amar l'kulchem, where you don't tweak the neder? Basically, what the Gemara is going to be asking now is, if you're medayek in the Lashon of the Mishnah, case two says that if the first person turned out to be your father, then hutra harishon hutra kulam. However, in case C, hutra ha'achroin, ha'achroin mutra v'kulan asurin. What difference does it make whether the first one was your father or the last one was your father? Meiman of shach. If the case is you would have tweaked the neder, so then even if it's the last one that's your father, hutar miktsasai hutar kulam. If you are not tweaking the neder, then even if the first one's your father, hutar miktsasai loy hutar kulam. So the Gemara says, hai din hu rishain, v'hai din hu achrain. Who's the first one? Who's the last one? Meaning, what difference does it make whether the first one is the father or the last one is the father? What difference does it make? So, let's see the Ran. The Ran, Devei Hamaskel, Amar Lecha Rava, L'Rabba Minicha, Seifa B'maimukama De Amar L'Kolcha. Here we go. Kolaymar, what was the case of the Seifa, the third case, Kolaymar B'maimid, where you would not have tweaked the nether, Ukid Aprecious, and like we explained, the Hachiv So, Haydin hu rishon v'haydin hu achron, which one is first and which one is last? Kolaymar, hechi shaych lemisni, how is it possible to teach rishon v'achron? V'amai korilei b'mitziyasa rishon, why do we talk about him in the middle case, in case B, as being the first? Uv'seifa, and in case C, achron, havalei lememar, v'tarvayu, it should have said by both of them, hutter echad mehem. One of them. It's irrelevant whether it's the first one or the last one. Why would it matter if it's the first one or the last one? If the lumdus is in case B, it's hutter miksasa hutter kula because you would have tweaked the nether, then even if it's the last one, hutter miksasa hutter kula. If case C, we don't say hutter miksasa hutter kula because you wouldn't have tweaked the nether, then why do we say the last one even if it's the first one? It's irrelevant which is the first or the last. So therefore the Gemara falls off of its original understanding in Rabba, El Reisha de Amar Kolchem. In the Reisha, the case is, you say Kolchem. What does that mean? Meaning in case number one, that when you found out your father was there, it's talking about Kolchem. What does it mean, Kolchem? According to Rabba, it's where you would have changed it to Lazeh Lazeh. And according to Rava, it's only with if you would have stayed with Kolchem. So case one is a classic case of Hoter Miktasa Hoter Kula. In Rabba, you would have tweaked it. In Rava, even if you would have kept it at Kolchem. Look at the Ran, El Reisha D'Amar L'Kolchem, Kolaymar Bein L'Didi Bein L'Rabba, Reisha D'Amar L'Kolchem. And according to Rava, even if it's Mamid, in other words, you would not have tweaked it. And in Rava, you would not have tweaked it. In Rabba, you would have tweaked it. And that's how that case we say, Hutter Miktasai Hutter Kulay. But case B and C is a completely different scenario. The Seifa, you know what case B and C is? The case B and C is Kagon Shetalon Zabazah. It's a specific scenario where you hinged one on the other and you said, you made a neder on the first guy, you asked the first guy, Amar Ploini Kaploini. And you hinged so-and-so on so-and-so. In other words, first you said Ruvain, and then you said Shimon should be also like Ruvain, and then you said Levi should be also like Shimon, and then you said Yehuda should be also like Levi. And that's the case. So, therefore what? So if the first guy is mutter, turned out to be your father, then everyone's mutter. Because you only, if your father is Ruvain, you said, I asked Ruvain, and Shimon should be like Ruvain, Levi should be like Shimon, and Yehuda should be like Levi. So if the first guy is your father, so then all the dominoes topple, because they're all dependent on the first one. It's like this, you're piling up a bunch of blocks on top of each other. If you pull out the bottom one, they all fall. If you pull out the top one, the rest of them remain standing. The scenario is you asked the first one. You said this, two should be like one, three should be like two, four should be like three, and so on and so forth. So if your father is number one, they all topple. If your father is the last guy, they don't. The Amar Ploini Kaploini Uploini Kaploini. Deikanami, the proof is the Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, if it was the middle guy, from him and down, they're mutter, because they're all hinged on him, from above him, they're usher. So it's not a matter of any specific one. It's not any specific one. It's dafka, first and last. Let's see the Ran. Ella Reisha Damar Lakulchem. Okay, we did that. V'sefer Klamer Mitzyasa Ubasraisa, case 2 and 3. Bishatolan Zebaze. When you hinge them on each other. When you hinge them on each other. Ella Dildidi. But for me, Reisha B'maimid. The Reisha is where you're. Case A, meaning now this is Rava talking. The case would be where you don't tweak it, and that's why it's only Hutter Miktsasai in Rabbi Akiva, Ularaba b'mashana. And in Rabba, the case is where you deviate. And that's why, again, it's only the Rabbana and Rabbi Akiva say, Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai. Okay, next question. Now we're going to talk about onions, because I think you ate a lot of onions over Pesach. I just get that feeling that you ate a lot of onions. Yeah? Svardim have more options, but Ashkenazim are limited to potatoes and onions. Yeah? So here we go.
We get to eat more food.
What?
We get to eat more things.
There you go. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava. Ravina asked the question on Rava. Now we're going to have to see whether this is a question on Rabba also. Eisvei Ravina L'Rava. Rabbi Nosson Amar. No, I'm sorry. Eisvei Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Rava. Rav Ada Bar Ava asked Rava. Koinam Batzal Shani Toyam. I ask her onions that I taste. Shabbatzel ralalev. Onions are bad for the lev, for the heart. Amrulay, they said, what do you mean? You don't know. Valeha kufri yafalev. Kufri onions are good for the heart. You didn't know this? It's a kind of onion. Hutar be kufri. So he's mutter in kufri because he never meant to aser kufri. Valeh be kufri bevadotar. He's not only mutter in kufri, ela bechol habet salam. He's really mutter in all onions. Onion Shabbat Miktsasai Batar Kula. Maisa Hayvet Tira Meir B'chal Habesom. There's a story, and Rav Meir permitted all onions. There's a story, and Rav Meir permitted all onions. Okay, so what's the case? My love isn't the case. To Amar Ilu Hayisi Yadesha Kufri Yafalev. He says, if I would have known that onions are good for the heart, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Kol habet salam asurin, all onions are asur, v'kufri mutar, meaning it's a case of mamid dvarav. And so let's think about that. What would Rava say in a case of kolchem? Beis Shammai holds that we don't say hutar miktsasai, hutar kulai, and Beis Hillel says that we do say hutar miktsasai, hutar kulai, right? If you look back in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, we don't say Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai, and Beis Hillel says, we do. Now, here, Rav Meir is matering all the onions. What do we say in the Mishnah? Beis Shammai says, Hein mutarin umashe imohem asura. So, this is a question on Rava. Why is this a question on Rava? Rava was the one, if you look back on Chavava Mid Aleph, what did Rava say? Rava said that Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, Tafas Lashon Rishon. And therefore, by Kolchem, we don't say Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai. So Rava was the one who said in Beis Shammai that we don't say Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai. Why? Because Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir. And here Rav Meir is saying Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai. But earlier Rava said that Rav Meir holds Hutter Miktsasai Loi Hutter Kulai because Tafas Lashon Rishon. We focus on the first thing you said. So what Rav Meir seems to hold here regarding Hutter Miktsasai Hutter Kulai, which is that we do say it, is contradictory to what Rava said earlier in Rav Meir that Rav Meir holds Hutter Miktsasai Loi Hutter Kulai because Tafas Lashon Rishon. Now, is this a question on Rava? If anything, It's a bigger kasha on Rabbah. Because Rabbah holds, if you say, I would have said kolchem, no one in their right mind would say hoter miktsas say hoter kulai. So it's a much bigger question on Rabbah. Why are we asking the question on Rava? It seems like we're asking in Rava because in Rava, it's a stira directly in the way he interpreted Rav Meir. Let's take a look at the Ran. Esve Rav Ada l'Rava. Kalaymar. V'kasha l'Rava. Da Amra b'maymed pligi. Rava says they argue about maymed. They argue by kolchem. Umuki b'shamek Rav Meir. He establishes b'shamek Rav Meir. Umid inhu Rav Meir. The fact that he made Beishamai go like Rav Meir, Mashma de Rav Meir, Nami Sfer like Kvaser, that's Mashma, the Rav Meir also holds like him. The Aviv Mutter, that his father is Mutter, Vikulan Asur, and the Rol Asur. Vikan Hitter Rav Meir Kal HaBesam. And here, Rav Meir mattered all the onions. Says the Ran, Vikoshakein de Kasha la Rabba. It's even bigger question on Rabbah to Amar, because Rabbah holds that by Mamed Divrei Hakol Kulu Asurin. Everyone holds that they're Asur. V'aviv Mutter, and we don't say Hoter Miktsasai. Dimkein Rav Meir Shehiter Kol HaBetzalim, the Amar Kaman. Who would Rav Meir go like? So it's a bigger kash on Rabbah. In Rabbah, the question is, well, the way this Brisa is interpreting Rav Meir is not consistent with how Rava interpreted Rav Meir earlier. Rava interpreted Rav Meir earlier that we don't say Hoter Miktsasa Hoter Kula, and here Rava is interpreting Rav Meir that we do say Hoter Miktsasa Hoter Kula. But in Rabbah, it's a much bigger kasha. In Rabbah, if you say you would not have tweaked the nether and you still would have said Kulchem, no one in their right mind says Hoter Miktsasa Hoter Kula. And Elamishum dahach masisin tani Rameir behedya, since his brisa teaches Rameir explicitly. For Rava who the idkare the Rameir, and Rava is one who mentioned Rameir, actually the Rava, it mentions it, it asks in Rava. Answers the Gemara, lai. You know what the case is? It's not where you would have said kolchem. If you would have said kolchem, Rameir holds lai bata mitzasai. Lai ba amar ilo yisiyadesha kufri yafalev. If I would have known that kufri is good for the heart, I would have said batzel pliny pliny asurin. This and this onion is asur. For kufri mutter and kufri is mutter. And since you would have tweaked the neder, Rava would say even Reb Meir, who holds that tafas lashon rishon here, he would say hutter miktsasai hutter kulai. And likewise, if you would have tweaked the neder, there are opinions that Hoter Miktsasai Hoter Kula in Rabbah. For Rableir and Rameir could fit Aliba de Rabbi Akiva va Aliba de Rabbanan according to Rabbi Akiva and according to the Rabbanan. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Uvedinhu dava matzil l'shnuyeh." What the Gemara could have answered is, "Dinehi de beishamei savila krameir." True, beishamei holds like Rameir. That tafas loshon rishon. Avo Rameir loisfer kavaseh. Rameir doesn't hold like him. He holds like Beis Hillel, and he holds that even by maimid. Hoter miktsasai, hoter kulai, dinehi da amar Rameir, tafas loshon rishon. That's when you say tafas loshon rishon when there's a contradiction. Kishasoyser ze ase. Ka'ila u kishlamim. But if it's not a contradiction, then maybe Rameir would say, Bigmar dvar of Adam nekvas. But since we're asking based on the idea that Rameir holds like Beishamai, the Gemara answers, we're not talking about Maimed, we're talking about Mishana. And therefore, according to Rabbah, Reb Meir goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbah doesn't hold that Beishamai is locked into Reb Meir. So therefore, Rabbi Meir could hold like Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rava, where you were talking about you would have tweaked your words, then Rabbi Meir could hold like everybody. So in other words, Rabbi Meir, it goes like Rabbi Akiva and like the Rabbanan. That's in the Shita of Rava. In the Shita of Rava, Rabbi Meir could go like Rabbi Akiva and like the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbah, Rabbah never said Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Akiva. And he would say, Neder Shabbat Lamaksasa Batar Kula. So that we're up to Esvei, Ravina L'Rava, and that we will do Bez Hashem next week. Okay? We're going to actually hold it over here. How do you like that? Shkoyach, everyone.
Thank you.
Good to see you back. Good to see you. Sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.